In West Virginia last night, Senator John Kerry declared publicly for the first time that he has locked up the Democratic presidential nomination. Kerry's easy victory in the Illinois primary left it mathematically impossible for anyone else to win the nomination. Kerry has yet to define himself clearly to many voters, and President Bush appears determined to beat him at that task. NPR's David Wellner reports.
44 years after John F. Kennedy campaigned for the White House in this city, another Massachusetts Democratic senator with the same initials, the same Catholic faith, and the same status as a Navy war hero told a crowd of thousands that he needs them to help make him the nation's 44th president.
Tonight in West Virginia, we say a very, very special thank you to Illinois. Illinois has put us over the top in the delegate count for the nomination.
Kerry clearly has no intention of losing in this traditionally Democratic state the way Al Gore did in 2000 to George Bush. Last night he tried to seize the moral high ground for what promises to be a bare-knuckle battle throughout the 7.5 months that remain until Election Day.
This night marks the opening of the general election and the great debate about the direction of our country. America deserves more than a debate that is full of attacks and distortions.
Kerry earlier in the day was put on the defensive here by a new TV ad from the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign. Its message, Kerry is, quote, wrong on defense. The ad's airing exclusively here in West Virginia, a state with more than 200,000 veterans.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Few votes in Congress are as important as funding our troops at war. Though John Kerry voted in October 2002 for military action in Iraq, he later voted against funding our soldiers.
Mr. Kerry.
No. Body armor for troops in combat.
Mr. Kerry.
No.
Halfway through a rally with veterans in Huntington, West Virginia, Kerry responded to the ad scornfully.
The Republican attack machine has welcomed me to West Virginia today with another distortion and misleading statement, suggesting that somehow the vote against the $87 billion that they asked for lately after the war, remember, had something to do with our troops not having body armor.
Kerry said it was President Bush who decided to send troops into war without that body armor. Herschel Woody Williams, a fellow veteran who's West Virginia's only living Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, came to Kerry's defense.
Senator Kerry, as President Kerry and a veteran, I believe will make and keep his promises and his commitment to the veterans of America.
Despite such testimonials, Kerry's still clearly concerned about the Bush campaign's accusation about being wrong on defense. Recent national polls show voters have higher confidence in the president confronting terrorism than they do in Kerry. Yesterday, he sought to play down partisan differences over defending the nation's security.
As we begin this general election, there's one message that I want all Americans to hear. And I want the friends and enemies of America to hear. When it comes to protecting the security of our nation and to winning the war on terror, America is unified. And we are determined.
Kerry said he believed he could do a better job defending America than President Bush has, and he pointedly vowed not to overextend the nation's armed forces in the process. He took a separate swipe at the president's national security record, saying Mr. Bush rushed the nation to war with Iraq. America should never go to war because it wants to, he said. It should only do so if it has to. And despite his extensive experience in foreign affairs, Kerry said nothing yesterday about last week's train bombings in Spain and the subsequent defeat of a government that's been a close ally of the Bush administration in Iraq. His playing it safe strategy should be easier to execute in the coming days. Kerry leaves today for a week-long vacation in Ketchum, Idaho. David Wellner, NPR News, Charleston, West Virginia.